Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. I hope you can hear me. Welcome to my show, The Mystic Oracle. I'm going to be your host for the next 55 minutes. And I want to welcome you all this evening to the show, or this afternoon, or this morning, wherever you are, whatever time it may be. If you've never been to my show before, you might want to go to my website and check out what's there so that you can have a little bit of understanding of what I'm doing here. Well, my web address is starofthemagi.com, S-T-A-R-O-F-T-H-E-M-A-G-I, Star of the Magi. The system that I use, this ancient oracle time, is from the Order of the Magi, the ancient Order of the Magi. On my website, you can look up your card by clicking What's Your Card. You can check out my books and my greeting card line. Everything's based on this oracle. I also have a new iPhone app, iPod Touch app, that was released just a month ago, so that's taking off, and it's about to be updated for those of you that already have it. And that's based on my book, Cards of Destiny. I will be taking calls a little later for readings. I'm actually traveling right now, so I wasn't going to do this show live, but I decided to go ahead and do it because we'll just play it by ear and see what happens here. It's been a wild ride for me. I'm in my 52-day Neptune cycle, which we all have, the 52 days before we have our birthday. And Neptune is always either a lot of fun or a nightmare. And I have the Three of Spades in Neptune, so it's like everything's going on all at once, and I'm sort of standing in the middle going, what's happening? So it's also a lot of opportunities and a lot of interest calling me in different directions. So it's kind of fun to witness this, knowing what's going on and what the influences are. It's very helpful. And, you know, this is the reason I was talking with someone on the phone this morning, and she was at some gathering over the weekend, and she had her fortune told. And she said the woman said some things that really scared her, and that, you know, first of all, what she said mostly didn't make any sense, and then what the woman said made her really frightened about her future. And this is a friend of mine, you know, and then she was comparing, you know, her experience with, you know, knowing me and how I work with this system. And she said that I told her, you know, this is why I'm offering to teach the cards now, because I have some online workshops coming up so people can really learn how to read this system for themselves. It's because I feel it's really important for us to be empowered in that way. And at the very least, be really clear about where we do allow information to come in from and what we allow to be told to us, because everything we hear, it goes into our subconscious by way of our conscious mind, or vice versa, or both at the same time, you know, and we don't always realize what an impact we're having on one another. A couple of weeks ago, I was at the gym, and on Monday nights, I usually take a body pump class at my gym. And I didn't get there until 20 minutes after the class started. So I took my iPod, and I was working out, and I was having fun. And then, you know, an hour later, I saw my body pump teacher, and she goes, where were you? And I said, well, I didn't get here in time. She said, well, what are you doing? And I said, I'm working out. And she said, that's no fun. And I thought, I heard her say that over and over in my head the entire rest of the time I was at the gym, and even after that. And I thought, why did she say that to me? I mean, I was having a great time, and I continue to have a great time. But I heard that repeat, and sometimes things will pop up in my head that somebody said to me 10 years. 10 years ago, I'll be doing something, and you know, I'll be doing something that I was doing when they said that to me, and it'll just pop into my head. And I think it's really, really important, and this is one of the things that, you know, the club suit teaches us, is to be really clear with how we communicate and what we communicate and why we communicate it, because it's really easy for us to create these, you know, I want to call it, what's a bird's nest in Chinese food, where all the noodles are just, you know, all wrapped together in our own minds and each other's, just simply by what we say. And so, you know, this is a time when all of us can benefit from being more consciously aware with, you know, what we're saying, how we're saying it, who we're saying it to, why we're saying it, and, you know, more importantly, think before we say what we say. I'm going to go on to my website. I don't know if any of you are there. And I'm not sure if Don is manning the phones or not, because I know that Seth is on vacation. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to take calls from you. I'll open up my Skype page so that if somebody calls in, I can talk to you. I am available for that. This is a really powerful day today, the Eight of Spades day that we just had, and we've got some amazing days coming up, and I want to talk a little bit about them because I always like to look ahead and see what's happening. And, you know, we've just been going through a little over a week of the spade suit. Well, it's been a week. We've got this day, and then tomorrow's the Ace of Spades. And these cards, sometimes it can be really difficult for people during these, when these cards are governing the days, because they're very demanding. They demand that we turn our attention inward and go deeper with our own self-awareness and our self-discipline. I'm going to do this. I'm going to tell you, if you have a question for me, why don't you email it to me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net, and then I'll just watch my email. So I hope you use this day really well. I had a really great day working today with some clients, and this is a day when a lot can be accomplished, you know, and a lot having to do with communication and business. And today is the Two of Spades day, and the planetary ruling card for the day is the King of Spades. And the King of Spades, whenever he shows up, brings us awakening moments, you know, shifts in our perception. And I know today I had some moments where I experienced some wonderful communication that opened my mind in a way to being more receptive to certain things. And I think that's what this day is very much about, on the inner planes. And then on the mundane level, very much about, you know, connecting and sharing wisdom, or connecting having to do with business. tomorrow is an Ace of Spades day. It's a time of new beginning and dynamic action. Aces always bring us dynamic action. Then the next day, the 10th, is the King of Diamonds day. And this is a very powerful King of Diamonds, this Pisces King of Diamonds, because the planetary ruling card for this king is the Four of Spades. And the Four of Spades is a very determined, powerful influence that can help us create structures that have longevity and stability and bring other people into what we're doing. So when we look at the cards, and in my book, Cards of Destiny, I actually list some key words and sentences and things in the back of the book that have to do with this. I also send out the card of the day for those of you that know. If you don't, you can sign up for that on my website. Because, you know, in ancient times, people knew that time has intention, and each day is filled with intention. So knowing what that is and being able to align with that can help us to get the most out of our time here, since that's what our human bank account is filled with, time. I think I hear a caller on the line. Do I have a caller?
Yes, you do. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, who's this?
It's Simone. How are you?
Hi, Simone. I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. I was actually just, my sister, my mother, and myself decided that we're going to attempt to attack the real estate business in 2013. And I don't know how and why we came up with that date. Well, February 2013, to be precise. And I was just wondering in terms of, is there anything that you can see in terms of, you know, our success within in that year, I guess, or with those numbers, or...
Do you have a specific date in February? I mean, that's pretty specific already.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just, I again, like I said, I have no idea how we came up with that date, but just February 2013, we're hoping that either maybe we'll purchase our first property or just... I don't know, get this thing started in terms of, none of us have real estate background, or we have no idea what we're doing, but it just kind of feels right. But yeah, I don't know, February 2013, that's what we have so far.
Okay. Simone, what's your birthday?
December 13th, 81.
Mm-hmm. And your sister and your mother, is that what you said?
Yeah. My mom is December 11th. I think 47, 48.
And what's your sister?
My sister is April 12th. On 68,
April
I believe.
April
12th? April 12th, yeah. Actually, you know what? Let me just double check with my mother.
We can't do that right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, I don't need the year. I'm just looking for the date. The
okay.
Month and... I mean, we can't just sit here and wait on the air because...
So December 11th is my mom, just April 12th is my sister, and December 13th is me.
Okay, well, I was just looking at the relationship connection between the three of you to start with. And, you know, to look up all your cards for that time and see what's going on is not possible for me to do right now on the radio.
Okay.
Just because it's too time-consuming and, you know, I like to keep the reading short. But the interesting thing is your cards together equal the Two of Spades, which is a card of business partnership.
Hmm.
Yeah. And that's the card for the day today as well, the Two of Spades. So February of 2013, the month and year together, is an 8 vibration, which is very powerful for success. You know, I would just suggest between now and then that you guys get really well educated on what you're doing. plan to do, I hope, you know. You've got a 5 of clubs, a 7 of clubs, and a 9 of diamonds. So, you know, you're the adventurer. Your mom she's probably the one that's going to be doing the legwork. She's very charming. And then your sister is a networker. So, I mean, together, all of you, it could be a really great business for you.
Okay. All right, well, that's
you know, you want to be as well educated as possible with what you're doing so that you do it really well.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds optimistic.
Yeah, it's definitely optimistic. You got a lot of time to work on this.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay.
So that's very reasonable.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
All righty. Have a good evening.
Okay, you too. Bye. So I should remind everybody that you know, I love it when you call in. And, you know, I try to keep things down to a few minutes for the listening audience as well. Do I have a caller? Hello?
Oh, this is Pat.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
Oh, I've never been on your call before, and I know very little about cards, but it's my birthday Saturday. Do you have anything you'd like to share with me in that regard?
Which Saturday? The one coming up?
Yes, this Saturday. I was born 3/13/48.
Okay, I would love to share with you about that. So, King, Queen, Jack, the Ten of Diamonds. Pisces, Ten of Diamonds, Three of Spades. And what age are you going to be on your birthday?
62.
62. Okay. I told everybody at the beginning of the show, I'm traveling right now, so everything is working a little slower with me because I'm not really set up to do my radio show. But let me tell you about your bright, shining, blessed Ten of Diamonds birthday, because this is a really powerful card for good fortune. This is actually the master card of luck. And even if you get down to your last dollar, you're going to rise up in the last moment to do whatever it is you need to do to have whatever it is you want to have. It's important for you to be in the limelight, and it's important for you to have attention from other people. It's more important for you to learn to follow your intuition and draw on your spirit card and your soul card. So do you have something to write with?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you your birth card is the Ten of Diamonds. That's the card that governs March 13th. Your spirit card, which is who you are on the inside, is the Queen of Clubs. And this is a gracious card of intuition and intelligence and self-awareness. Your soul card is the Queen of Spades, who is the card of self-mastery. She is the Queen of Self-Mastery.
Hello?
Hi. And then your planetary ruling card, and you can go on my website after this and read about all of these, okay?
Okay, I miss it. They're breaking up, so the last I heard was soul card was Queen of Spades?
Yes, which is the card of self-mastery. And your planetary ruling card is the Three of Spades. So, let me just look quickly. You're going to have the King of Clubs, oh no, the Four of Diamonds, sitting in your house. Let me see where you are. This is going to be do you practice meditation or
yes.
A form of self-discipline?
Yes.
Because this is going to be a time when you probably take that a lot deeper. This is a Neptune year for you, age 62, that you're going into. And Neptune governs spirituality, and you're sitting in the Seven of Spades house. I also see a lot of energy around money and business. Do you have that going on at all?
Actually, I am near dead. I'm penniless, and I have no
home.
You're
near dead. You're near dead?
Yes.
Literally?
Well, I am ill, and I haven't worked in a year and a half. I'm owed large sums of money, which I have discovered I'm owed the money by the government, and they are not paying their bills, particularly the people in the government that owe me the money. And I've not been able to find work. No one will hire me. And I'm very well educated, very well qualified for everything I've applied for. And it's just my world has shrunk down to nothing. So I'm really wondering if I even have a year coming up.
Well, I'll tell you why you're feeling that. Sitting in the Seven of Spades house can really focus you on illness. It can also cause you to be depressed. So if you're experiencing these kind of influences right now, you also have the Nine of Spades coming up in Saturn for the year, which can make you feel like you're going to die, literally. It doesn't mean you are or you have to, but I think it's really important for you not to give up because you've got some influences that show that things could turn around. The only big concern I see here is the health, because off your planetary ruling card, you've got the Seven of Spades in Mars, and that along with you sitting in the Seven of Spades house, can make health problems an issue or an obstacle. The Nine of Spades sitting in Saturn, and you're already feeling these energies coming in because it's almost your birthday, that card can make you feel like you're going to die. Now, I do see some hope here, though. You have the Four of Diamonds sitting in your house and the Ace of Diamonds behind you. So these are cards that can bring in money from somewhere or help secure you financially. I think, has some part of you given up? I feel like some part of you has given up.
Getting there. I'm all alone, and I don't have any family. I don't have any friends. I don't have any help from anywhere, and I've been betrayed and lied to and abandoned by everyone that I've ever loved or trusted. And it just seems every day to get worse and worse and worse. And I'm not even mentioning the worst of the worst, because I can't say that on the air, what's been attempted against me. So, it's a very miserable place. And it's even more sad because, you know, it's my birthday, and it's also the anniversary of the person that I love the most in my life being forced to go away. And so it's all just very, it's all on top of my head at once, I guess.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge bring humanity closer to truth. BBSRadio.com.
And you go into the tree big time. And you want to just really follow your gut with, you know, any opportunities that come your way. Start networking with people. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because this could be a time when, yeah, I think you should pursue the healing. You've got really profound cards in that direction. And also during that time, you know, you might want to start looking for somebody to publish your book.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be finished. It does not have to be finished.
Okay.
All right.
Then maybe I should start now because I'm just about coming to the end of it.
Yeah. You could.
Or should I wait till March?
I would wait till March. I would go with
okay.
March. Let me just double check that, make sure I'm counting correctly. 6, 9, 1, 2. Wait, when is your birthday?
June 9th.
Right. Oh, June 9th. My God. Why did I do that? Okay, I'm looking at the wrong cards. Whoa! Okay, you're the Eight of Diamonds. Eight of Diamonds, King of Spades. Totally different ball game. Ignore everything I just said to you. Okay.
So my birth card's not the Two of Diamonds.
No!
Oh, dear. Okay, I'll cross those out.
Yeah, cross all of that out. Oh, my God. Okay, we have the Rider's card here. Yes. Time-wise, though, it's the same thing, only better. So that's the good news.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, I would wait until you get into your Saturn cycle, which is... You could do it now. Go ahead. Trust your intuition.
Okay.
Don't listen to me. I don't know how I did that. Oh, I see.
Could
what
you
I
go over my birth, spirit, and soul planetary cards so I can look them up?
Absolutely. I am so sorry. Okay, so your birth card is the Eight of Diamonds, and your spirit card is the Queen of Spades. And she's really working you right now, so you want to take advantage of that because that's who you are inside, and you'll read about that on my site. Your soul card is the Seven of Clubs, and your planetary card is the King of Spades.
Okay.
You know, you are meant to be in the limelight, so let yourself go ahead and shine. And behind you for life is the Ten of Clubs, which is also the card of the teacher and the healer. So these are different influences than I thought you had when I looked at your birthday. Wrong. But the thing is, these are really powerful cards. I mean, these are more powerful even yet. So just keep following your path, because intuitively, I feel like you are meant to, your whole life's going to change now. When you turn 42, you go into a brand new 7-year cycle. And in that cycle, you have tremendous cards of accomplishment, both spiritually and materially. For 7 years, it is a time that, where's your Eight of Diamonds? Yep, you will be starting a whole new way of being. And it'll be, I say, follow that inner guidance that you have.
Great. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna go on your website and I'm gonna check out those cards.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, Mary Ann, are you there from Pennsylvania?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am good, thanks. I'm pleased to get a chance to talk to you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Oh, awesome. I was asking, I had my birthday last week, and I was wondering if getting a reading or looking at your cards closer to your birthday is any different than any other time of the year.
Well, when we have our birthday, we get a whole new set of cards. So we have brand new influences that come in on our birthday. All of us do. So our year is actually birthday to birthday rather than January 1st to December 31st. That's a calendar year. But for each one of us, our year starts on our birthday. And we have cycles that fall into place every 52 days. We have 4 3-month cycles that begin on our birthday. And we have 13 lunar cycles that are 28 days long. So there's a lot of information that shifts on the day of our birthday. So when was your birthday?
Pardon?
When was your birthday? What day?
Thursday, February 11th.
February 11th. Okay. February 11th is the Ace of Spades. And I am looking at the right day. Your birth card is the Ace of Spades.
Okay.
The card of the Magician. Your spirit card is the Seven of Hearts.
Okay.
Your soul card is the Two of Clubs. And you are an Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
Your planetary ruling card is the Nine of Spades.
Hmm.
So the Ace and Nine of Spades, these are powerful cards of transformation. Do you want to tell me your age?
This year, I laughed because I said this year I'm counting backwards. So I can catch up with my husband, because he's 3 years younger than me. But, yes, I just turned 56.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is a powerful time for you. Because at age 56, we also go into a new 56-year cycle and a new 28-year cycle, new 7-year cycle. I mean, it's just like cycles all over the place. So I'm going to quickly get your...
I've been antsy. I've been feeling like it's like the new year. No wonder. It's the beginning of everything new then, isn't it?
It's the beginning of everything new, and it's the beginning of you having a new relationship with yourself.
Awesome.
Yep. You've got the Ace of Hearts sitting in your head. You've been what?
I've been practicing. I've been learning.
Now, do you meditate?
Because that was, when you're raising four boys, that part gets neglected.
Oh, my. Four boys.
And they're all out of the house now, and I've just really, really been reading a lot lately, so it's time for a new relationship with me. That's neat.
Well, you got the Ace of Hearts in your house, so that's exactly what's going to be happening. And then you're really going to be recreating and reinventing yourself in a major way, learning about your personal power and, you know, let me see where your Nine of Spades is here in the 7-year cycle. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to make a suggestion that you start journaling.
Okay. I mean, I have been journaling since my second son died in May of 2008, but it's just been other little short notes every night. It hasn't been journaling what I've been learning and journaling about what I'm studying. So I'll take your suggestion.
What was your son's name?
Matthew.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Compassionate Friends has been a big help.
Yes, I know. I've done this experience myself.
Oh, no, really?
Have you been to my blog, Beyond the Body? I have a blog. It's beyondthebody.blogspot.com. And it's... you might enjoy the stories I have on there about the other side. And
awesome. Awesome. Thank you very much. I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
He actually is the second son that I lost. I gave birth to three boys and remarried, and another son came into our family. And my first son was killed in 2001 in a car accident. And then Matthew, his name was Chris, Matthew never got over the death of his older brother. And about the time that he turned Chris's age, when Chris passed, he started getting into stuff he shouldn't have gotten into. But I thank you, God, I had found Compassionate Friends before.
Can I ask you what their birthdays were?
Oh, absolutely. Chris was 3-2-1. March 21st. Do you need the year too?
No.
Okay, yeah. Chris was March 21st and Matthew was June 2nd. Why?
I just wanted to see their connection with each other. One was a 2 of spades and one was a 2 of diamonds. You know, I want to tell you something about your birthday.
Okay.
11 is a number of sacrifice.
11 is a number of what?
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice?
Mm-hmm. And your cards, the Ace of Spades and the Ace and the Nine of Spades are cards of transformation through death and rebirth. So death is, you know, death is your teacher. And that's not an easy road to hoe always. And especially when you lose your kids. And I know they're with you. I can feel them with you, and I can feel them together very strongly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know that with every cell in my being.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And
the Two of Spades, and which was it? Chris's was the Two of Spades?
No, Chris was the Two of Diamonds.
Two of Diamonds, okay.
And Matthew's the Two of Spades.
Oh, wow. Did you say you've been through this before, too? You lost
your son? I lost my son Spencer in 1997. He was killed in a car accident.
Oh, that's how my Chris died. Oh, sorry for your loss, too.
Yeah.
It is transition, isn't it?
It's a huge initiation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge initiation. And when we rise to the occasion and embrace it as such, I can see in your cards that your whole life is going to go through a major change now as far as you, your relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, would you send me an email? Because I'd like to connect with you off the air. My email address.
Is that on your website?
Yeah, you can connect with me through my website. And just tell me who you are in the email.
I will.
Okay.
That would be wonderful, because, yes, you've got other callers, I'm sure. Thank you so much, Sharon. Boy, oh, boy.
That's
fantastic.
Yes. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Okay, Diane from Washington, are you there? Oh. Seth, I just realized you're putting people's birthdays down here. Thank you. Diane? Alicia?
Hi.
Who's this?
I'm here.
Who? Alicia?
Uh-huh.
Is your name, is it Alicia or Alicia? Woo, okay.
Well, it's spelled Alicia, but you can call, we all pronounce it Alicia.
Alicia, hi.
Yeah,
and your birthday,
I called in before.
And how are you?
I'm good, and it's good to see you're back on the radio.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I took a little break, and I'm excited about this time slot. It feels really good to me.
Good.
Yeah.
I have questions about my son also. He's playing basketball and has been injured 3 times this year. And he's very big and very strong, and I know that people keep telling me he can take it. He's not a baby. But I'm, of course, my mother antenna go up, and I'm worried about whether this is something he really wants to do, and therefore the injuries, or if it's just the injuries, you know what I mean? Sometimes when I was young that sometimes an injury would crop up to stop me from going on a path that I didn't, in essence, really want to go down. So I was just wanting some insight.
When's his birthday?
July the 25th in 1994.
So he's a Leo, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
3 of clubs, whoa. Okay, Kobe Bryant is a 3 of clubs. You know who Kobe Bryant is?
I sure do.
Who doesn't know who Kobe is? Okay, so 94 makes him how old?
He's 15.
15. Okay.
And he's 6'4" already.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what's happening age 15. Okay. Well, I'm going to look elsewhere here. Has this just been, I should look at his 3-month cycle. I'm going to look at his long range cards first really quick, and then I'm going to look at his 3-month cycle. So if you guys are following me along, sometimes my students follow along with me out there. I'm looking at his seven-year cycle first, which, oh, well, there it is right there. Shoot. Well, he has a seven of spades sitting in his house for 7 years.
Oh.
Yeah, and age 15, he's got the nine of spades long range. That's, I mean, that's why he's getting beat up right now.
Okay.
Now, you know, he's going to have to be careful with physical stuff.
Okay.
I don't want to doom and gloom this, you know what I mean? I don't want to make it sound, but, let's see, where's his Jack of Clubs? You know what I feel like he needs? I feel like he needs some sort of other kind of discipline, like martial arts or something, to help him be more connected to his body. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It feels to, yeah, my intuitive hit here is that his head is so far away from his feet.
Okay.
And I don't mean that because he's so tall, but it's like he's very mental and he's brilliant, but he's not grounded. It feels like he's not connected enough to his body. So he needs something like Tai Chi or Qigong or martial arts that really gets him into the core, or even yoga, but something that gets him into the core of his being so his mind and body become one. Because it feels like they're traveling side by side instead of together, and every so often one goes off in one direction. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, so much so. I couldn't, yeah, I'm tingling all over. That's so right.
Yeah. So if I were you,
martial arts. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
No, I just go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I would do for him ASAP.
Okay.
He has to pay extra attention to himself. He has to eat well. He has to, you know, learn to be more disciplined and grounded with himself. I mean, he could be an amazing athlete.
His coach was saying today about the team, the whole team of boys, is that they know how to play all out, but they don't know how to do it not being wild. So in other words, all this boy energy is all over the place. And, yeah, they want them to play all out, but they don't want them to not be careful. So they don't know that space where you're aware of everyone around you and your own energy and where it's going. There's been more injuries this year than that on this team, and they're amazing young men. Hello?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You know, they do need to learn discipline.
Right, yeah.
And if he sees that in all of them, he probably is going to have to find a way to, you know, help them. I mean, I know something that could really help them, but, you know, where do you guys live?
In Wilton, California.
You know what? I'm going to tell you the same thing I told somebody earlier, but for a different reason. If you go to my website...
Okay.
And go to the products page. And go down the products page.
Okay.
And this is for anybody that's listening that has any kind of similar thing going on with your kid or yourself where you're having trouble focusing. There are three carousels, and sometimes you have to refresh this page to get these carousels to load. But I would get the Brain Gym and the Switching On book. Get those two books. Yeah, and buy that Brain Gym book and give it to your coach.
Okay.
To your son's coach. And
okay.
If he won't do those exercises with them, find somebody in your area that does brain gym, because I've done a lot of this work in the past, and I worked with so many sports teams, professional and kids, and it makes a complete difference immediately. Just do the repatterning stuff. Get the switching on book, too.
Okay, switching on.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
I gotta go,
darling.
Huh?
I knew you would have the answer.
Well, I'm so happy.
Thank you
so much for calling, Alicia.
Oh, Sharon, bless you. I'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Okay, thank you. So I want to thank everybody for listening, and I want to thank everybody for calling in. Susan, Mary, Tanya, Marianne, Diane. Sorry, Diane, we lost you. I hope you call in next week. And Alicia, thanks, everybody. I'm going to be doing this every week again on this night. And if you have an iPhone or an iPod Touch, go to the iTunes store, Cards of Destiny. It's really cool. Okay, thanks, everybody. Take care and have a great week. Bye.